Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Gabrielle Union strived for the perfection her father always demanded, but as a dark-skinned Black girl, she never felt like she was enough. In our new series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she learned to embrace the things that scared her and let go of her need to be perfect.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what happens when there's so much that happens. Thank you so much. Thrilled to be back in New York. I lived here for 10 years. This is my city.
This is great. We love the New York shows. My family's here. My parents are here. My cousin Melissa is here.
Cousin Melissa in the house. Aileen, Brandy, Kimberly, all my best friends for a long time are all here. We're so excited. It's a family show for us, so thank you.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
Wow.
It is so nice to be back in a place where I can sexually harass people again.
Forget about it.
Walking out of that hotel room this morning and just saying, nice ass, huh? Nice fucking ass. God, that felt amazing. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we had a very fun day today. We went to lunch at a place called Hillstone. Yeah. And
I don't like either of those things, though. I don't know who named that place. I don't like hills, and I don't like stones.
Yeah. It's a branding issue. We sat between two celebrities. On our left was Sierra. And not the Summer House Sierra.
The singer Sierra.
The singer Sierra. And by the way, they did not seat her.
They did not seat Sierra.
They were like...
You have to wait.
Like, she was standing at a high top and we were seated and I was like, is this allowed?
Should we let Sierra sit down? Fucking New York City. I love this city. They're like, no, sorry.
And the other celebrity sitting just to the right of us was someone who works at TJ Maxx Corporate.
Homo goods. This guy was so fucking hot. Oh my God, both of us, huh?
He was such a lovely man, and I was like, what an honor that we get to sit between someone from the world of Home Goods and Sierra the singer. Only in New York.
We barely cared about Sierra after we met this guy. I mean, how hot is a hot guy? And also, he was asking what we do, and we're like, oh, we do this stupid thing. You know, we were telling him. And he goes, oh, I love Bravo. I watch it with my wife all the time, and any man...
That's right.
He said, any man who says that he's showing up to your show and doesn't watch it with his life is a fucking liar.
That's right. And Sierra added nothing to that, but I know she felt the same way.
We're back in Broadway, you know, right? Which is my dream. Which should probably have died a long time ago. It hasn't. So yesterday on the plane, I watched Matilda the Musical. Have you seen this on Netflix? I was literally sobbing on the plane. Okay, and you know, the plane, I'm a big guy, and the plane seats are very skinny anyway. I'm half on to another person, this older man. It starts like, every life is a miracle. It's like babies singing. I started sobbing in this fucking thing. I've never seen Matilda. I didn't know what a beautiful story it was. I'm gonna cry right now telling you. By the end of this flight, tears were squirting out of me, all right? I didn't know I could feel. I think I was crying mostly because I can still feel things. I was like, oh my God, I'm alive! I'm alive! But I walked off that plane and I was like, my life is a miracle! Like, fuck with me! Bring it to me! I've been skipping ever since. Please go see that. Now, one thing we have to apologize for is the last time we were here was the Crappy Awards. It was the Golden Crappies.
Yes, it was the Golden Crappies. Oh my God, what a night. Was anyone here there that night? Oh!
Yes. It's crazy fuckers.
What an amazing night
Richie
that was.
Richie D over there. Hi, handsome.
What a fun night.
So, but that was a lot of like celebs and like Bravo celebrities and stuff like that. And we felt really bad coming here and not having that tonight. So thank you for still being here.
Thank
We're
you
like,
for being here.
Nobody's gonna come here.
We don't have any celebrities. Unfortunately, there's no one here that's gonna possibly like walk out on stage.
I know, it sucks.
There will be no one whatsoever.
I mean, we could have at least emailed somebody.
I wish there was someone from New Jersey here. Oh. Oh.
That's your cue.
That's your cue.
For fuck's sake, Margaret Josephs.
Margaret Josephs from the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Is a miracle.
Okay, we needed a Jersey girl in the house.
Here, Margaret, come sit here.
I get to sit in the middle of two fabulous men.
Oh yeah, we're
did you like that? Did you like that very professional cue we gave you?
Yes, very professional.
Hello.
Hello.
So now this is a tricky one, Marge, because what are we allowed to even talk to you? Your cast is fucking crazy, and your fans are fucking crazy.
I know. Yes. The tree stumps are crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that is for sure. No,
I got to be on good behavior. Uh-oh. I got to be on good behavior.
Too late.
I was kidding. I'm getting it from every angle.
That was for Joan.
It's a joke.
That was for Joan Rivers.
I mean,
that was for Joan. That was for you, Joan.
Joan Rivers. Okay. Listen, don't get mad at her. She's going to put it in her arsenal, okay?
No, but bring it on.
She's got a giant... I'm like talking in your voice right now for no reason.
I love it. I love it.
Notice that Iraq never went to war with me, all right? I've got the arsenal. I've got the arsenal.
Wow, Margaret, so what a season for you. So how do you feel about this season so far?
It's a little rough. It's a little rough for the Marge. They're trying to kill me.
Yeah.
They want me, they're taking me down in one full swoop. Attempted takedown.
They're trying. They are coming, they're coming at you with such odd things, and I think it's really hard to fight when you don't really understand the argument. I don't think they really understand the argument on this show, and I would imagine that that's very difficult to fight against. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, I think it's a little hard for me. You know, I love it. These are, my friends. I try and... But I don't understand where it's coming from. We're talking about an ex-friend of mine a lot, which I think is kind
Laura.
Of funny.
Let's just say her name, Laura.
So, was...
Laura. Boo! Laura, boo!
So was Laura always a slur, or what? What's the deal with Laura?
You know, it's funny because we were friends. I'll be honest, when we were younger, much younger, then we didn't see each other for a very long time. Prior to me getting on the show, we saw each other in the Hamptons. I was in a nice rental with Joe before I was on the show. She was in a dump.
Was she in a used house?
And you know what? Sometimes you just live in a dump.
No, it's okay. What? No, it wasn't. She wasn't living there. It was a little dumpy motel. And I took her back in. She was like, oh, let's get together, blah, blah, blah. And then she moved out of our hometown in Mayapack, New York, which was great.
Mayapack.
I'm going to call
it. We've got some Mayapack
presentation.
And she moved to New Jersey. No, and I really did love her. I loved her to be around. I thought her and her husband were great. She was estranged from her family, so she spent every holiday with me and my family. You know, I know you guys, I don't bring my kids on the show. Yes, they do love me. I don't want everyone, everyone's like, you don't bring your kids, da-da-da. You know, and I'm just like, I keep them very private. So I really did enjoy being around her,
but
I did see certain things, that were happening. Like, I took her to my plastic surgeons. A good friend shares their plastic surgeon.
Here we go.
Someone showing up with your face at dinner, girl.
She should be happy. She should be happy because, you know what? She could have wound up at Danielle Staub's plastic surgeon.
Those are things you share with your very good friends.
Yes.
These tits are the only tits that you're going to see.
You know,
I don't want these tits on anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. You know, women do that with each other. But certain things, I brought her to filming tapings. She said, I always wanted to be on TV. I go, but you're a court reporter. And I was like, I didn't
know. She's a court reporter?
Yes. I said,
oh my God.
A court stenographer.
Well, this she's running to... Well, how is it that she doesn't have a written record of any of the stuff that happened?
That's exactly right. Not doing a very good job of it.
She has all these rumors. Didn't write anything down.
But I said, listen, I want everybody to have the opportunity. I got her an interview. She did, you know, I thought she did great. I dressed her up. I thought it was great. She, you know, I helped her pick her outfit.
Was it for Court TV?
You know, I thought she had a great interview. They didn't pick her. I couldn't help it. The next year.
It's hard to get on Judge Judy's good side.
Yes. It was rough. The next year, again, 2 years in a row, again. She said, you know, I said, maybe it doesn't work out. You did very long extensions. You look like every other Italian girl on the show. This is where she twists the truth. Everybody can't be the same. So she's saying out there, I said I wanted her to look like me. I said, no. I said, just bring something different to the show. Yeah. You know, everybody can't be identical. Don't try and look like Melissa and Teresa. Try and be yourself. Like, maybe wear shorter hair.
She said, like, have pigtails.
Have a hook.
Have a hook.
Yeah. That was my suggestion.
You gotta have a hook.
She took that as like, I said, try and look like me. That's not what I said.
So she got pissed at you for that?
She got pissed at me. You know, obviously, now I'm hearing it upset her. I said these things. I couldn't get her on. Then, you know, I do have these famous Christmas parties. I'm not going to lie. And we were arguing by then. And I shunned her from Christmas.
Oh.
So it's like mommy issues.
Christmas.
I shunned her from Christmas.
Was she at the window like an urchin?
Please. And
that's a lot of people to resent on Christmas. I mean, that girl has like a whole, she has her own family. That's a lot of family. I'm gonna shun this bitch from Christmas now. We'll make it a yearly tradition for Laura.
And lo and behold, February 27th, I have the date of 2022.
Good.
I get the call.
Arsenal.
Yeah, I get the call that she has met with Teresa.
Uh-oh.
And Jennifer at Jennifer's house to trash talk us and, you know, say all these things to create drama to try and get on the show.
Wow.
Right.
And
it didn't work, which is so great. I love the people, the Jersey producers have learned. The thirstiest friend, there's no thirstier friend of than a Jersey friend. Do you remember that lady Penny from years ago? Monica Cohn, the lawyer who was coming for Teresa, the Kim G's, the Kim D's.
All the Kims of the
alphabet. We love our Kim D, but Kim D's like the top of that pile for sure, but still, it's still a pile.
Roseanne and Rosanna,
yes.
So she just, and I found out, and I was like, what is going on here? So I sent a group text message to anybody I've ever introduced her to, and that was about 100 people. and it's true, and I put her on it, and I basically said she was trying to undermine my career.
Yeah.
I don't know why I brought her into this group, but if anybody decided to associate with her, let them know that you're dead to me. That she's a snake and a beast.
Let the record stand.
Okay. Well, a snake and a beast. That's better. Yeah. You're like, I'm not going to ruin my Christmas party over this.
No,
okay.
I'm not going to ruin.
I'm not getting rid of any friends. But
no, I'm not going to get. But that's the way I felt. But I was upfront. It's not like I didn't put her on a text message. I
mean, she was the most glamorous court reporter in the entire New York State legal system.
No, she definitely is the most glamorous, shortest court reporter in the legal system that I've ever seen.
She types on spec.
Okay, so another reason you're in trouble is because on the after show...
I'm in a lot of trouble.
On the after show, you said that Paul from Ireland, in case you didn't know... Hey, welcome to my Ireland party after Ireland week. It's like, do we owe Ireland some money? What the fuck is going on?
A lot of Ireland on New Jersey.
So, Paul, love you, Dolores. So, Paul, you said that Dolores and Paul aren't even married, and that has been that little clip. I don't watch the after show. I'm sorry. I put in enough time. But that clip has been... I do my job. That clip has literally been everywhere. Is Dolores pissed at you, or...?
She knew ahead of time I was set up.
By Laura.
Fucking Laura.
I did the after show with a wig. Now notice, like, everybody did the after show in pairs. Yes.
Like, tell her to say, she's writing the cue cards. Like, tell her. The cue cards are all in shorthand.
Yes. Everybody did the after show in pairs. Marge is there alone with the producer.
Uh-oh.
And they ask you questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm there alone, and the producer says to me, of course they don't show her asking me, and they said, oh, Dolores and Pauly aren't engaged. Another cast member, I'm not throwing the person under the bus, said, the reason is Pauly's still married. And I go, I make the face, because they show me making the face, and everyone's like, Margaret's smirking. And I was like, I go, who told you that? And they say the cast member, who I'm not throwing under the bus. And no, I'm not doing it. I won't do it.
It was Siggy Flicker. It was Siggy Flicker.
No, I'm not doing it. No, that's something. I'm not going to do it because she got shit from Dolores already.
Now that's the one to be afraid of. Teresa is the one that we think we're afraid of.
Dolores, like she gets mad at you and she gets upset.
Yeah.
No, so then I said, and they go, so is Paul married? And I answer, you see me answer, and I go, well, he's not divorced. That's the way I answered the question. So you see, I'm clearly answering your question. I go, well, he's not divorced, because I didn't know what to say, you know, when I was confronted.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not a liar, or, you know, I'm not going to fabricate something, but I was,
well, but also,
I was on
who
the
cares?
Spot. And yeah. Who gives a shit?
Also,
and he's separated.
Why would that be a secret? If he's separated, he's obviously living with someone else.
He's separated for many years. Him and Dolores are very happy. They're an amazing couple. They live together.
Yeah.
It's a technicality.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know? And that's really what it is. It's not a big deal. But it was so taken out of context. I'm blasted on page 6. Margaret Josephs, you know, says, Paulie's not divorced. I was like, oh, my God, I woke up to a shitstorm.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, Margaret's revealing other people's dirty laundry. Oh. Margaret says, I was like, I'm going to not get out of the bed.
We're
glad you got out of bed because you're here with us today.
No, yes. Of course. That's why I got out of the bed.
Well, I have a question.
That is a question for you, too. How do you deal with these, with everybody being so crazy like that? Because especially on Jersey, like, I make the joke all the time that that's the only Housewives show that people fight online, and they're like, oh yeah, well, Teresa's a slut. Oh, and by the way, I went to your page, your baby's fucking ugly too. All the time.
I mean,
like, these people fight
Jersey,
dirty, man.
Jersey people go hard in the paint, you know?
They do.
Jersey fans, they're passionate, but they fight hard. I mean, they're brutal.
Yeah.
Do you think that... I have a question. Is Sabrina from Tenafly ever going to come on the show?
Sabrina from Tenafly.
Also, have you gotten an official endorsement? Endorsement.
Yes, endorsement.
I got endorsements, baby. Have you received an official endorsement from Snickers Creamer yet?
No. And by the way, I think we should all write to Coffee Mate. Why I don't have an endorsement from Coffee Mate is beyond me. No one has had more Coffee Mate than me. I don't care what anyone says.
There's gotta be someone here who works at Coffee Mate. Someone
appalling.
Get on top
Didn't
of this.
Didn't you even whip out another one this year? You whipped out a new flavor this year.
Yeah, I
was like, how much money are they giving her? You're like, this one's mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I love it. And that actually, they have a new flavor right now, the Pop-Tart one, that Joe bought me, the Pop-Tart one. I don't know what these people want from me. They've
making
never been so popular.
Making cancer delicious
never.
For year after year.
A huge influencer. Now, but you know, before we let you go, first of all, how's your mother?
Marge Senior. Marge
Senior. Why is Senior here? I thought you would be here.
I really should have brought Senior. I didn't tell her I was coming.
She's going to be pissed.
She's going to hit the roof.
She's going to be
Senior's
pissed.
Gonna
yeah.
hit the
is
roof.
She,
yeah.
Is she with is she with Joby right now?
Well, that'll be another rumor tomorrow I left her home with Joby. First, now Lexi's sleeping with Joby.
Well, listen, I
that's
did what say.
That's the other rumor running
way,
around.
By the way, Lexi is here tonight, by
Lexi,
the way.
Where is she? Lexi is here and fucking stunning.
And I have to officially once again clear up the rumor that I started based off of literally nothing. I went on the podcast and decided to announce that Lexi was dating the points guy, who is a gay man. It's a gay man. So
my Weight Watchers counselor, Janelle. But yeah, I did say on the show when you were like, oh, you know what? She's my best friend. We've been together forever. She was there with my children. She did this. She lives in my house now because of little Nino. And I was like, after Scandal, I don't trust that bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just have to say up front and be honest to your face. So we are shit talkers. Sorry, Lexi.
Lexi.
No,
Lexi has the best accent on Bravo, which is both the perfect combination of New Jersey and British, which doesn't make any sense.
She came today and she said, people today were making fun of my accent.
I can't believe what people will say, you know, about my accent.
Well, we obviously love you.
Yes, Margaret.
Thank you so much for coming
and spilling the tea.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret Josephs.
Love you guys. Thank you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Commercial.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Arisha.
And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, where we bring you absolutely true and absolutely shocking stories about the most famous families and the biggest celebrities the world has ever seen.
Our newest series is all about the teen movie icon, Gabrielle Union. After spending her childhood trying to assimilate and breaking into a racist industry, Gabrielle thought her success meant someone else had to fail. But when she's faced with hard choices beyond her control, she realizes that the only way to find real success is to come together and build community.
In our series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she shook off her need for perfection, found her true self, and created the life she always wanted.
Follow Even the Rich wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
Shortest court reporter in history, bitch. Court reporter, bitch, Laura. I have to say, you know, she came, when she got here, she was like, okay, listen, I can't talk about anything. You know, it's a very stressful season. We're not supposed to be out talking about that. I said, okay, well, you know, it'll be fine. We don't have to talk about anything. And then look, she just comes and she just like, literally like brings a wheelbarrow and dumps it.
That stupid bitch Laura is short and a court reporter and has hair extensions that I bought from her because her family hates her. Anyway, I can't talk about it.
Go listen to their podcast, too. Yeah. They have a great podcast.
Yes.
Also, Real Housewives of Rewind, Sue Funk is here. Hi, Sue. So
yes,
check out that show
Sue.
As well. We love you. Okay.
And shoe designer Jessica Rinch.
There's no reason to have a code on this. There's nothing in here. It's Bravo notes. Nobody is going to steal my Bravo notes.
You're stepping on my cord.
Oh, well, get your fucking cord out of my
way.
This is my space.
All right. Welcome to Watch What Happens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about.
Get your fucking cord out of my goddamn light.
You're going to electrocute yourself.
Oh my God, I wish.
We're so professional at all times.
All right.
Wow.
Let's get to it.
Okay. That was so exciting.
Previously, I'm the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Bling, 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 bling. Help me put this wedding dress on so I can go to a lunch that's not in any way about nothing about me ever getting married to nobody's and none of my friends is gonna be there or nothing.
Surprise!
Mister, dance like you're getting married, bitch!
It's not easy. It's not easy watching them. Because you got a sister-in-law fighting with a sister, and then you got a brother fighting with a brother, and that reminds me of my brother. And my brother don't talk to me no more, and this is triggering me for me.
Dolores! Hey, Dolores, Frankie's got his dream job, and I say, let's go celebrate. Okay, we'll go to a restaurant, I'll wear a tank top, and I'm gonna spit everywhere, okay? And fuck Pauly.
Frank. You can't say fuck Pauly, all right? I rode with Pauly in the same car to a grocery store once. And I'm gonna be true to him for fucking ever. That's how relationships based on transportation work, Frank.
Okay. Yeah, but sometimes I just want it to be us. You know, I just want us to be back to law.
So, being a fooder and having a tire store and a concierge service and a cab company. That ain't enough of a storyline. So I'm gonna adopt a kid on camera. Unless he called me a rat, in which case, fuck that kid.
Hey, Bill. Bill. We got all these struggles, Bill. Our kids want to be love therapists. You won't come out of the pool house. And your back hair is clogging up the toilet, Bill. We gotta go see Dr. Judy. Will you see Dr. Judy with me, Bill?
Dr. Judy?
Hello, Bill. This is Dr. Judy. Bill. Excuse me, wait. Bill. Do you want to talk about your feelings, Bill? Do you want to talk about your sex life, Bill? Do you want to talk about the lovemaking you're doing, Bill? Do you want to talk about anything, Bill? It was me in disguise the whole time. Come on, talk to me, baby.
All right, you know what? You don't forgive, and you don't forget. And so you're going to have problems with your family your entire life, okay? Shut up, Jen. I'm not talking to you, you disheveled drug addict. Shut up. Shut up.
And scene.
I know that there's a lot going on in the world of Bravo, especially Scandaball, you know? And I know that
yes.
people...
Scandaball
I know
is
you
happening.
Guys love just rolling around in that shit, okay? But I love doing Jersey recaps for you. I
yes.
love it. I mean, what does Vanderpump Rules have? It's got, dude, it's got
dude.
Like a few like la-la.
Dude,
it's got
I
a few,
can't
though.
Watch Love Island.
I think the biggest reveal on that show this week was Katie's mother came out. I was like, Katie's mother... Katie's mother came out to play this week, and I was like, that's where Katie gets it. And I hate quoting Raquel, because Raquel says that, she's like, I see where she gets it now. But Katie's mother being like, you hurt me! Like, oh my God, madam!
I actually have a piece of Scandaval information that happened on my Instagram like 2 hours ago. It's small, but it was made me happy. So on the show, you may have noticed that Tom Sandoval was like, oh, dude, I love Beyonce. Because Ariana and Logan listen to Beyonce all the time, and Sandoval's claiming that he likes Beyonce too. Well, Logan wrote on my Instagram, and he said, this guy gets annoyed when we watch Beyonce. He can't name one song off of Renaissance. Bye.
Bye.
There.
Singing Thank Crazy you, in Love off key in a dingy half-sold bar does uh-uh. not make you a Beyonce fan, Tom.
No, no, no.
Do you imagine? Like, Beyonce hasn't
How
had
rude.
To take enough shit
How
in her
Don't
life.
Don't bring Beyonce into this scandal.
Her mama. Dude, if you liked it, put a lightning bolt necklace on it.
So we open with techno music because it's a very exciting episode of
yeah.
New Jersey. It's like, and then it's just Fuda, Rachel and Fuda. By the way, I'm sorry, we're never going to get to this recap.
Yeah.
For all of those of you who are new here, this will be 10 hours. I don't give a fuck what your union says. Someone said, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Ronnie looks like Fuda.
Boo. No.
My reply was, I curse your entire fucking family.
Yes.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare
How
you?
How dare you?
So, Fuda's like, she's like, you gotta eat, Gianella, eat. Come on, honey, what do you want? What do you want to eat? What do you want? She's like,
Fuda.
And then we see something really exciting happening at Melissa's house. She's tossing a berry into her mouth.
A frozen grape. That's an old Weight Watchers
grape.
Trick, too. Speaking of fucking points, guys. These fucking Weight Watchers people, I can't. First of all,
Speaking of
why Oprah, doesn't Oprah have to do it? Like, I love Oprah. I listen to all of her stuff, and I'm like, you don't have to do it. Why am I counting this shit? You own this now. And then they come out with articles like, freeze your grapes. They're just like M&Ms. M&Ms are not frozen, and a frozen grape is nothing like a fucking M&M. It's like a little hard piece of not sweet enough natural shit, and I don't want that.
Like, try and talk literally nothing like an M&M.
It's nothing like an M&M. Weight Watchers, they're liars. It's a lying
they
company, I'm telling you.
It's
right. And I'm a lifetime member, so I can say that shit.
Yeah. So now we go over to guess who? To Margaret.
Love you, baby. We're going this guy brought his golden crappy. I love you. Thank you for bringing that.
Thank you for bringing
Thank
golden
you.
Crappy.
I love you. Be careful. I have a feeling you're going to get dragged out of here in about 20 minutes. We got some of the Jersey guys back there ready. Frank's back there. He's like, shut the fucking guy up right now.
So we go over to Margaret's house. Margaret's like, Marlene, would you help me up a little bit, please? Would you help me? And Marlene, wonderful Marlene, who we love, she's like, oh, is the food for me? And she's like, no, Marlene, stop it. Okay, we have people
what
coming
is this,
over.
Is this a Marlene comedy? I would just serve the fucking food. I mean, what are you, dressed to go
loud
to the Oscars or what?
We got Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Ann coming over. Come on, hurry up.
What are you going to the Oscars or what? You're wearing your fancy pink tank top because Marlene's in her like sparkly shirt.
She's like,
I fucking love Marlene.
Yeah.
So she's like, do the shrimp salad. Just do that. So then Marge Sr. comes over. She's like, honey, where are you? Margie.
And she hugs Marlene. It's cute. It's wonderful. And then Marge is like, ma, guess what? Jennifer Fessler's coming over with her mother and her mother's twin sister. And they're crazy like you, ma.
Cassie and Mazzy.
Cassie and Mazzy.
The best thing to fucking ever happen to this show.
I'm like, it's literally like Ellen Green put on a wig and multiplied herself and then showed up at Marge's house.
And wigs from like Anything Goes, you know, or like Oliver Twist.
She's like, I'm sick of duetting with amateurs on Suddenly Seymour, so I clone myself and we're going to sing it together.
Now, those are court reporters I want to see on this show.
What'd you say to her, honey? How did she feel about that?
Yeah, she would get involved. Ah, that was a good one. Good point, prosecution. Good one. You're like, I'm calling up my sister. Hold on.
I'm just going to go ahead and put a spoiler alert. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Hey, Babs. It's your old friend. Guess what? Oh, great case we're doing right now.
I said hi.
Mazzy says hi. She says, I love you, Barbara. Say hi to James for us.
Hi.
Cassie says hi, too.
I'm writing it. Cassie says hi, too. You go ahead.
Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second. Guilty of manslaughter. Okay, yes.
Oh,
what were you saying?
Christ. All right.
So Fessler is one of my favorite crazies, too. People, you know, she's getting some complaints.
I love Jen Fessler.
Jen Fessler has serious psychotic energy coursing through her veins, her eyes, and her...
She has the energy...
I'm telling you, I once fucked Tony Soprano. That's what I did. Fucked him real good, girls.
She has the energy of someone who's been sitting on that story for 20 years and has been waiting for the platform. It's time. My moment is now. Cassie fucked Uncle Junior, too. There, I said it.
Only in Jersey do people brag about fucking Tony Soprano. I've literally never... R.I.P. So Fessler is like the cane for these two ladies. She's just like this, and the ladies are like holding onto her shoulders, walking up. And she's like, Mom, come on. I'm like, what, you can't handle a curve all of a sudden? Come on, Mom, pick it up.
My mom is an identical twin, in case you couldn't tell. Her name is Marilyn. My aunt's name is Carolyn, and they love being twins. To this day, they're 80 years old, and they love dressing alike. You should have seen the two of them when they met Uncle Paulie. Let's just say, that was a night.
Ma, come on, get off the curb, Ma. Did Carmelo Soprano complain about curbs? Probably, and that's why Tony fucked me.
On a curb.
Fucked him real good. So they go in, and Mazzy's like, oh my God, looks just like my apartment, am I right? I'm kidding. What a gorgeous, gorgeous home. And Martin's like, okay, this is my mother, okay? You're old, and you're old, so you're all going to get along.
All talk.
That's what they do to gay people. You all do it, and you know you do.
Yeah.
I have a gay friend.
Oh, yeah.
You guys should date.
And yeah, we should hang out.
It's like Sex and the City episode where they made their gay friends meet and they were just like...
So Jennifer Fessler tells us, she's like, so they were born in Brooklyn where they were best friends with Barbra Streisand. Yeah, I'm going to put that in there. Barbra Streisand was like, I almost got through my entire professional life without this moment coming up. These two jokers who send me Christmas cards every single year. I don't even know how they got my address.
These two are the reason Barbra Streisand was trying to hide that Malibu house for so long. That caused the Streisand effect in the first place.
Barbra Streisand doesn't have stage fright. She just doesn't want to see these two in the audience. Oh my God, they're there again.
She has Kaz and Maz fright.
She has Kaz and Maz fright. By the way, love Kaz and Maz.
Like, yeah, but you know, they knew Barbra Streisand. I fucked her. I fucked her real good. Years later.
You want to talk about Soprano?
She was by the time I was done with her, that's for sure.
People who fuck Sopranos are the luckiest people in the world. It's just the way we were.
Every life is a miracle. So Barbra would come to the house and her grandma would play the piano and Barbra Streisand would sing, and I had the least entertaining childhood of anybody I've ever known. I was so jealous of this story. And then we see a picture, and it's a picture of the twins, but not with Barbra Streisand.
No.
I was like, you guys couldn't Photoshop some shit in here? Why are you showing it? You think we're just not going to notice that Barbra Streisand's not just in that picture?
Just take something from like Yentl or something and put it... Yentl? Yes. Lentil? What's it called?
Yentl. No, Lentil's the modern version. It's the kinder version.
So Marilyn does... You know, I'm from the Northeast. I just want to say, obviously, I'm from New York. And Marilyn...
We know. Say water.
Water. Mario. So everyone's like, I don't get it, Ronnie.
Water.
Marilyn does the exact sort of like... Architectural Digest review that you get in the Northeast, which is, you know what this house doesn't have? Plates. That's how you know you're in New York or New Jersey, when people say things like that. This place, you know what this place doesn't have? A carpet.
Yeah, there's no carpet here. You know what this place could use? A window. This place could... Waiting tables here, I always say this, but you know you're in New York waiting tables. How was everything? Nothing's on the plate. And they go, could have been better. Was everything okay? I mean, it could have been worse.
It was fair.
So, of course, Marge's like, oh, hi, you want some iced coffee? That's what we do in this house. I mean, endorsements, okay? Snickers creamer. So Cabby's like, so this food, are we able to eat this food? Are we going to eat that food? Can we eat that
what's
food right
yellow?
There? Is that
what's
for us?
What's this yellow?
Can we have that?
What's this yellow?
Well, what is that? You know what this could use? Some blue.
You know what it
that
is?
That could use some
blue. You know what we need here? Napkins.
Napkins.
Yes, this yellow.
This needs napkins.
So it's coconut. They're very excited about the coconut. And so Margaret's like, okay, all right, this is very interesting. Okay, so do you guys live near each other? Or do you guys like live on top of each other? What's going on with you guys? Like, well, you know, 15 minutes apart. She's, oh, okay, and your husbands, do they get along? You know, and Cassie's like, yeah, they get along. I mean, her husband's what, like 104 years old?
It's like, my sister, listen, you know, like we're 15 minutes apart from each other. I came out first. It's just 15 minutes before, you know. She tried to join me. I kicked her back into the womb. Don't bring around a cloud of rain on my parade. Let me tell you, you know what Barbra loved? Napkins. Always had a napkin.
Oh, she loves a napkin. I'll tell you so much. We send her napkins every year for Christmas. She loves it.
So they're like, do you want to get married, Marge? What's with you? What's with your marriage story? She's like, no. I don't ever want to be with anyone 24 hours a day, you know, which of course I totally get. That's my lifestyle choice as well. So thank you for being my hero.
And Margaret's like, you know what? I'm married to a stage 5 clinger. Okay, he's such a clinger. Joe, get over here. Get over here. Why aren't you wearing your seafoam polo shirt? Go back upstairs, take a shower, and come back with a polo shirt. He's such a clinger. Such a clinger.
Joe, my shoulder's cold. He's like, thank you, Joe. Jesus, where have you been? God. So the Kaz and Maz are like, I get it. And Mazzy's like, yeah, I get it. You know, I mean, there's so many sluts out there. I don't know why I wrote that. She didn't say that, did she?
So many sluts.
You guys,
it's true,
sometimes
though.
When we're
it
taking these notes.
It is true.
What was I thinking? Did that sound like a line that she said? I just wrote, I see sluts on TV all the time. That's what I wrote that she said.
So now we get Fezzler's backstory, which is like, my mother is kooky and an extrovert. My father is very serious. So they both remarried and then there was divorce. And then that was a roller coaster. And then there's family on Long Island. And I moved around a lot, Long Island to New Jersey to Long Island to New Jersey. And there were aunts, there were cousins, there was Tony Soprano. There was a lot of stuff going on. And here I am.
You know, so then they talk about Lexi's son, Nino. And Marge Sr.'s like, he's like a grandson. Lexi knows me 14 years. Marge is like, Lexi's known me 14 years. She runs my company. She takes care of my husband. She's occasionally changed his shirt. You know, she's had that honor a couple of times. Joe just taught Nino to pee. He just said, go there. Not that far. Not that far. My favorite peeing scene of all time. And I don't know that there have been a lot of peeing scenes.
There haven't. It was so cute. So then Mazzy is like, she's like, so does everyone in your group get along? And Mark's like, oh, but let's not exaggerate, okay?
Yeah. And Cassie goes, what, was the nasty bitch in the group? Go ahead, tell us, who's the nasty bitch in the group? She's just an immature asshole, I'll tell you that much.
She's not even a court reporter, can you believe it?
Her name is Danielle, and she's gone through something with her brother. No one really knows what it is, but we try and ask, and then she starts crying every single time. Someone else tries to talk, and then she starts crying about her brother. So I fucked him. I fucked him real good.
I said, put on a wife beater and get some tomato sauce on, and I'll do you in the back.
So Cassie and Mazzy are like, oh, sounds like she's got issues, right? And Marge's like, oh, God, every time Melissa and Teresa talk about the problem, this girl starts crying and saying, oh, my God, what about my problems, you know? I mean, it's all about her. It's all drama all the time. I can't with this girl. This girl's an idiot.
So Marge was like, you know what? I felt sorry for her for 1 second, and I was trying to coddle her, but you know what? This girl attacked me, okay? She attacked me, okay? And Fester was like, oh. And it was just awkward when we're all together. Like the time I was in a restaurant with James Gandolfini and the guy who plays Big Pussy. You know what I mean?
Listen, honey, sometimes with people it just doesn't work. Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work. Like Maz's lasagna. She's tried and tried.
What are you talking about? Barbara Streisand loves my lasagna.
Don't throw soggy meatballs in a spaghetti house, bitch. So Fezzler's like, you know, they just talk more about this. Okay, I don't care. So then they get to, so is this Melissa, is she going to go to the wedding? I'm like, oh, God, even fucking Mazzy and Cassie give a shit about this wedding?
I know.
Who is feeding these two lines? I can guarantee these two ladies do not give a fuck about Teresa's wedding.
They definitely do not.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we cut over to a restaurant that is not Rails. By the way, have they been to Rails this season? Have they?
Have they? They did? Because I tried to tag Rails the other day in a post about Jersey, and it didn't come up.
Rails closed? Is Culinary? No, it's not.
Open.
It's
open. Well, tell them to fix their Instagram, because I got to tag some shit.
Hey, that's the host of the Reality Is
podcast. My little Noor, you beautiful Noor. Host of Reality
okay,
is also
great
listening.
News.
Wow, this is a podcast convention in here.
Hey, great news. Rails is open. So.
Rails unfortunately had to close in this nose. It hurts so bad coming back here and not immediately calling the Coke dealer. I'm like,
you know what?
You know, like when you break up with somebody and you land in their town and it's just that bit of set? I have that. I'm like, aw. I wonder if he misses me.
Listen, we know Rails is still here because Jax and Brynn are back on TV.
So, yeah, something's powering that.
Anyway, Dolores and Paul
are
walking into a restaurant.
I don't trust Paul, and this is why. Because he's purple, like all of the other men on this show. Why is literally every person on this show purple? Not the person, the men. It's specifically the men. They're all purple. It's a dark purple. It's not a cute purple. Lou is the worst offender. Gorga is purple. Frank is probably like a medium terror level purple. But Paul is now purple as well. What happened? What are you doing to your men on this show?
It's the tight shirts, let's be honest. It's the tight shirts. We all know. Those of us who tried to do the medium thing before, we all know. We turn purple. I've tried it.
So, this is really why I don't trust him, because he follows behind every time. He's kind of love bombing. It's not as bad as Louis, but he's very like, look at you, I can't even walk behind you. Look at that dump truck. God, most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life, y'all. Would you, may I offer you some specials? I've got a special right near. Her name is Dolores, one of the most gorgeous women in Rails. I don't trust it.
So this is the big dinner we've been waiting for all season, which is the coming together of Paulie and Frank.
Yes.
And Frankie and Brittany and Gabby. And I bet Dog was there too. And Valerie and a cookie.
Italians never sit with their back to the door. It's just all counter service in Jersey. And Paul's like, that's in case the hitman comes in. I'll tell you, if he came in, I'd say this to him. You're not as good looking as Dolores, are you? I go, but fuck. I'm the only one hitting that. I'll tell you that. No.
Take the cannoli. So...
So Dolores is like, Frank wanted to have a dinner celebrating Frankie getting his dream job. I said, what? Guess what? Paulie's coming. That's it.
Yeah, well, so am I. For the past 30 years, what am I going to say to that?
So Frank, poor Frank and his mafia bastion knees. His...
People asked on Reddit if that's true.
Frank's knees that were mysteriously broken. So they're all running into the restaurant, and he's like, What's going on?
Trying to get there.
It's like the only, some lady's like, it's the only restaurant, it rains inside.
Dolores.
Sprinkling that shit all over. By the way, I'm such a hypocrite. You guys are probably all covered.
This is like a Gallagher show.
I'm the biggest spitter. In the dirty way too. I'm spitting it out. But that was disgusting. And
you know why I'm doing that?
Because his parents are here. The minute I saw his parents, I was like, "Fuck this! Fuck that! Vaginas!" You know? I was like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm such a child. The second I see a parent, I'm so sorry. The point was, we need to start giving like plastic bags to
Ponchos.
The front row, like you're watching the Orca show at SeaWorld, because it's gonna splash you. You never know when I'm coming. I'm just like,
everyone up there is very lucky. So, Dolores, like, Frank wanted to have a dinner celebrating Frankie's new job, whatever the hell that is, because we never find out.
Yeah. What's his dream job? It's so dreamy, no one's going to say what it is.
It's not OnlyFans, because we...
That's my dream job for him. Oh, my God. I just want to be around Frankie just so I could start ringing the blowjob bell, because you know that... I will never forget that Dolores story. Frankie has a blowjob bell. He dings it, and someone gives him a blow... What the hell is going on in that household? So, anyway... I wrote, then the daughter comes in covered in dog hair, probably.
She's and chinchilla hair. She's a veterinarian. So they come in, there's like a lot of...
fucking rude. What did Gabby ever do? I feel like somebody else took these notes. I don't even know what I'm reading.
Gabby and Frankie are like the sweetest, most well-adjusted children on Bravo. Dolores is one of my favorite people on Bravo. And we're like, yeah, fuck them.
That's what we do. That's how we love. That's our love language.
So there's a lot of bro hugs when they get in.
See what I mean? Look, boar busters. Because, sorry, that was Marge. So Frank goes, I'm Looney Tunes. So Frank's like, how you doing, Paulie? And Paul goes, well, how are you doing? And Dolores goes, see what I mean? Boar busters. I mean, it's these two.
Such a ball buster.
These two with each other.
So... Dolores is like, wow, look at this, the Jersey Shore crowd. Well, yeah, well, why don't you guys come down?
She's like, he doesn't like the shore.
I almost get the feeling that Paulie doesn't want to be in the same family as me, but like, more than anything, I want this dinner to be where Paulie sees this relationship between Dolores and I, where like, we're all together, and then like, and he will accept it, and then the family can go back to where it used to be, with me having Dolores come into me, and then me cheating on behind the back.
Yes. I love Frank crying every week like he doesn't break couches in rage while he was out cheating on his wife.
By the way,
fucking Frank.
His version of crying is going like this. I'm crying. Oh, I just cry. I'm a blubbery mess.
Those are your normal Michael Darby eyes.
How dare you? How dare
you? I'm sorry. So I've had a lot of old dogs.
Okay.
So the waiter, I was glad to see. The waiter is the perfect waiter for this
yes.
this crowd because he is also purple. The waiter is literally purple on this show. Go back and watch it. I'm not even making shit up. Is it the water? By the way, I remember when I lived here in New York, everyone was like, oh my God, the water in New York, there's nothing like fucking water in New York. It's the best tap water you can ever get. Our friend Poppy would always be like, don't you drink, hi. Our friend Poppy would always be like, don't drink the fucking bottled water. We got tap water right here. It's the best water in the fucking world. Let's vote it, huh? I had some today. Did something happen to the water, or are we still proud of the water? That water was not the same water. That was some buddy water I had today. Okay, back to, I don't know why I'm talking about. I'm so sorry. Okay, so back
That's
to the show.
That's all good.
So
they're talking, they're making small talk about how like the kids don't drink and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, they're not big drinkers. And then Frankie Jr. goes,
yeah, we got other vices. We got other vices.
What are they? Because I will load up on whatever you need.
He's like, Frankie.
I'll be walking in Jersey around in a trench coat, just like, what do you need, kid?
Frankie's like, I got a vice. I have to come clean. I've become addicted to loving my mother so much.
Frankie has a blowjob bell and Gabby collects unwanted animals. That's a long story short. So Frankie's like,
well, guys, you know, I'll be starting a new position soon, huh? I'm gonna be starting a new position soon.
And Paul's like, will that require a bell as well?
No, not a sexual position, huh? A job.
And Gabby's like, yeah, I don't know anybody in this world with a work ethic like Frankie Jr.
Well, how about you, Gabby? 3 years old, she said she wanted to be a dog doctor, and guess what? She's a dog doctor.
When I was 3 years old, I said, fuck you. And now I'm 47, and I've said it about 20 times tonight. So,
yes.
The circle of life. So Frank's like, yeah, that's what we are. We're here to tell you, we're proud of you, kid. We're fucking proud of you.
And I'm glad that we're having this dinner, because guess what? This family has been extended. I have a boner. Yes, I do.
It's gonna go for 4 hours. This is the pills I take. Brittany's like, oh, Jesus Christ. By the way, Brittany, what a fucking prize. Why is Brittany not invited to any... Marge, get on that. Have Brittany... Oh, why isn't Brittany included in
shit? Get her in
I
it.
I need to know what Brittany's saying, because ding dong.
Seriously.
Answer that door.
So Dolores like, well, you know, it was a rough start with you two, Frank and Paulie. And Frank's like, yeah, well,
my ass got reamed when I called him Buzz Lightyear for crying out loud.
And Brittany's like, yeah, well, she was sticking up for her man. That's what she was doing. She was just sticking up for her man.
And Paul goes, oh, yeah, she's doing what she does best, you know, and she did it all those years. Oh, Paul, she's doing what she does best. I'm firing myself. This is the last fucking show I'm doing.
That's a crazy
She's doing one. What she does best. She did it all those years for you, didn't she, Frank? And Frank's like, yeah, so
tell me this. You got a good relationship with your ex, huh? Tell me about your ex-wife.
He's like, yeah, I do.
I do have a good relationship.
And Gabby's like, yeah, I see a lot of us in Paulie's kids because, you know, those boys are just incredible. And then Frank goes, huh,
I don't even know their names. What? Ah, Nobody tells me I'm Paulie's kids.
Who's fucking outside?
Who's the kids? No one tells me anything. There's kids.
Well, we're going inside, and I'm still outside the fucking restaurant. I don't even get to be in there.
I don't even know where the kids are.
No one tells me nothing anymore.
There's kids?
Yeah. A couple of sons. Sons! He's got sons!
He's both boys?
Tell me he's got fucking
no one
tells
me what their names are. They're both boys.
So then they're like,
there's
okay,
this man behind Frank in this Versace shirt, which was so funny. Also purple. I'm not even lying. It's literally scaring me at this point. So they're talking about these kids. They're named Brooklyn and Carrie.
Just stating facts. So then Frank is like, how old were you when you came to the United States?
Wait, you're from a different country? Why did anyone tell me you're from a different country?
Jesus Christ, you're from a fucking country? What were you when states not united? What kind are you from? And Paul's like, I was 23. And Frankie goes, my age.
Make it sound like he came over in the Titanic. He's like, I came over with just a box and a dream for boxing. And I said, I'm going to take Nicole Kidman and go out west and get a homestead.
Nicole Kidman. So
those
Frank's
know,
like,
know.
So what are you, the only one in your family? What'd you do for work? And Paul's like, I was a receptionist. And he goes, can I call you Toots? That's how we do here, all right?
You're
get up, let me slap your ass. Turn around. See what I'm saying? Fucking ball buster.
You know what? I wasn't the biggest Paulie fan when I first met him. You know, I thought Paulie was a little stuck up, you know? And I realized he's like me, you know? And we're breaking some barriers. And that's all I was looking for. He's just another type of Frank who talks with a lot of spit and cheats on his wife, I guess. I don't know.
He's original me, Frank. That's it. So Brittany's like, so when you got here...
When you came out, when you
when
made
you
your
came
passage,
over here,
you made over to America.
So did you know any English? Or did you learn it over
English?
There? Did you learn it over here?
Did you know some English? Was it scary? Was
the
it scary seeing those
like,
billboards?
Frank's like, babe, he speaks English. Come on.
Oh, so you spoke English over in Ireland.
So you did speak it over there.
So you're raised bilingual
that's
in
so
Ireland.
Good. So they have English classes there? Do you learn it in school?
And Paulie goes, over here we speak English. Oh, so you took a class over here. Got it. I'm so proud of you.
And Paulie goes, over there we all speak English. And she's like, oh, wow.
She's like,
America's a really popular place.
I thought you guys only spoke, that's Anya. It's not a language.
Wow. And Gabby goes, I like having Brittany around because she's like a built-in play date. And Brittany goes, guys, I'm an old soul, come on.
Which does not explain anything.
Care what age your soul is, you dumb as hell.
Or as they say in Ireland, old soul. English.
Frank, tell them what I said. Tell them what I said. So Frank's like, Dolores, you went away, huh? You went to Ireland, huh? And she's like, oh my God, we went to Dublin where he grew up. And you know what? I think we need to plan a trip for the guys because the guys were bitching while we were gone. So Paul's like, oh, you know what? God damn it. Paul's like, you know what we need? We need to have an Irish party. No, you fucking don't need to have an Irish party.
You get it.
Okay,
we
congratulations on being from Ireland. I don't need any more of it. I don't need none of it. Like, I don't need you to
we
shut
love
up
Ireland,
about it. I am
like,
a Mullins.
You just went there.
I'm a Mullins. That's my mother's maiden name. So somewhere somebody came from there, I would guess. We do spell it wrong, though, which I think is funny. So I think maybe I've got some kind of Irish. Shut the fuck up. I don't care. It's my point.
So okay? Paulie's like, he's like, let's think about the old Ireland before Ireland really got on the map. I was like, what, in like 900 AD? Like, are we going to like put a peat bog in your living room?
We should do a prohibition party. And Brittany's like, I told you he spoke Spanish. I told you.
Dolores like, yeah, I'm really excited for you guys to see where I live now. So that way you can have a huge amount of shame about living in a house with no railing on the stairway.
And Dolores is like, and you guys can see where I live now. And Frank's like, oh yeah, what, you live there now? What, are you never coming home, Dolores? Who am I? Just a guy who lives at home with his fucking kid? What I do?
Well, I would hope this is what it is, Frank.
He's like, well, you guys are certainly moving ahead. I mean, how are you guys getting engaged?
And Paul's like, huh, well, what about you guys? That's my question. Are you getting engaged to this thing you got here?
That's my question to you guys. He's like, I asked first, huh? You talk about it? You talk about getting married, huh? Tell me. You know the kind of ring she wants, huh? And Paul's like, I already have it. I was like, okay, well, don't have a pissing match contest to the point where Dolores is like, oh, great, now I'm fucking getting married. I got like, what the?
Here, it's happening.
Jesus Christ, let the woman have a, you know, what is an Irish engagement?
Listen.
What do you do?
Someone who's had a very hard week once sang that the ring doesn't mean a thing. Kim Zolciak.
Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman. What happened?
I thought they were a forever couple because I know the fillers will last forever.
I really did believe that they were. Did you guys believe they would stay together? I did. I mean, I figured he would go broke. She spent all that damn money. Of course, he helped her. Look, he did too. I mean, he has a new face, a new butt, new nuts probably. He's got it all new too. He was spending it too. I figured even once she went through all of his money, she'd just go back to banging Big Papa while still married to him. Like, what are you doing, Kim? What are you doing? You're never going to find another Croy, Kim.
Poor Kim Zolciak. That's all
literally,
I have to say.
Literally. Okay, so, that's not nice, right? Who cares? Okay, so Frank, they're talking about the ring, and Frank's like, okay, you got the ring. Is it a pineapple ring? No, Frank, it's not a fucking pineapple ring, okay? That's how Frank proposed to me. So he just thinks everyone whips out a fucking pineapple ring, all right?
The real ring? Shut the fuck up! What am I left out of this? Why no one asked me about it?
So then Dolores is like being nice about Brittany. She's like, you know what? Every time someone asks me about Brittany, I say, he couldn't have a better girl. Maybe a smarter girl. Maybe a smarter one. But in its own way, he couldn't have had a better girl.
But you know what? Listen, I don't know. It's nice to think about these things. But like my dad said, when Frank and I got married and he bought a house and put it in my name, don't put the cart before the horse. I was like, Frank is such a shady, shady man. What was he doing?
I know. So Frankie's like, well, other than marrying Brittany, which would be absolutely beautiful, by the way, I just want to put that on the record. It would be beautiful if I married this one. The best thing would be to have my son standing next to me as my best man. And Frankie's like, oh, thanks, Dad. I really appreciate that so much, Dad.
And Brittany's like, Dolores, will you be my bridesmaid? Dolores is like, oh, fuck.
Brittany thinks that's someone who literally cleans up the bridal suite. My bridesmaid.
So Frank's like, I was so worried about losing our family dynamic with Borley, but now I see. It's all okay. We're at a table. I look around. I see purple. Purple. Ding dong, dog hair, blowjob bell, and me.
I couldn't be happier. The only thing that would make me happier right now would be if I could walk from this table to the kitchen, to the living room, and back to this table all day long. That would be a thrill.
So we go over to Teresa's new house, which also looks like a really dollar store castle, like her last house. Are there just a lot? Is that like a style in New Jersey? With just turrets? I need turrets. I need turrets everywhere. So she's in one of those. And Rosie the Golden is going crazy because those dogs are fucking drug addicts. And we've talked about this on this show for years. I've never seen dogs that love balls like a golden loves a ball. That dog, wasn't this the one, was this the one with the dog in the pool? I've asked this to Ben 5 times.
The dog,
the golden in the pool?
There was definitely a dog.
No, but this
named Rosie.
He's like the Sid and Nancy of the golden retrievers. That's when we realized the problem was bigger than we knew. But then on Dancing Queens this week, another lady has a golden, and that fucking sicko. goes up to the balcony while she's talking on the phone downstairs and drops the ball from the balcony and then stares at her like, pick up the fucking ball. Are you gonna pick up the fucking ball? Pick it up. Pick up the ball. Pick up the ball. Pick up the ball. Then there was another show where a golden was in the pool holding the ball under the water, and then he would like let it go and it would float up and he'd be like, dogs are sick. Okay, I'm sounding the alarm. So Teresa's like, Rosie, Natty wanted you to walk down the aisle with us, but that's not happening, Rosie, all right?
She's literally like anyone or anything other than Melissa Gorga in this wedding. So she's like,
so Louie, Jess was sending me suggestions on seating arrangements, and like, you like that? Like, I like it better alphabetical, Al Bundy-ish.
She says she would prefer to do it alphabetically. I dare you. I would love to see you try.
Well, it's really not hard because everyone's name starts with J. Joe, Joanie, Joe, Anthony, Peter, Joe, and Joe.
They should just seat by Joe's. So Teresa's like,
yeah, you know, I wanted to do something, but, you know, like maybe with the sofa, like maybe that could be like family on the sofas or something. But I don't want nobody to got nothing to sing about it, all right?
And Louise's like, oh, like Joe and Melissa.
Joe and Melissa.
Like he came in just fucking evil this week, Louis. I mean, before we're like, Louis, you know, Louis terrifying, yes, in the video last year, where he's like, yeah, come back to me, I fucking love you. I need you, baby. We knew he was fucking crazy. Marge sounded that alarm, and I feel like, you know, listen, Marge is a controversial character. I think Marge deserves her due. Can you just give it up to Marge?
Yes. Margaret.
Aww. So this guy just came out today. He was like, fuck this. I'm just going full on abuser. I was like, listen, Bitch Flower Bloom season 2. I know your bitch ass was on here last year, but this year counts. You know what I mean? It's your first, because he's like a main guy this year. He came out as a full abuser. I'm terrified.
What are you talking about? Listen. What are you talking about? No, I'm not crazy. I just believe in things like self-actualization and bulging eyes.
So
he's always sniffing like something's in the air, like he can smell a cat down the street. And I was like,
he's just trying to squeeze a good one out.
So
I love you, Teresa.
And I've never worried about Teresa, you know? I mean, first of all, I don't really care. So there's that. That helps. I'm like a news anchor just reading it with a smile, like, and then they died, and then there was a car crash. Like, I literally don't care. I was like, have fun in prison. Your kids are going to do great. Don't care. But I'm worried for, like, I think she has airbags in her head. Like, I think if she hits her head, she'll be fine. Like, you could literally drop an anvil on her and airbags will pop out. She'll be like,
not hurting it. Melissa's a stripper.
Like, whatever. I don't care. I am worried for Teresa. And I don't think I really realized that I had some kind of love in me for Teresa. But now I know because I'm worried. I'm worried.
Well, listen, Louis, wait a second. In defense of Louis,
please.
Listen,
yes.
I think he seems very well adjusted. I think he seems totally chill, well adjusted, and there's like nothing weird about him. Anyway, then he calls his mom.
Hey, sexy thing, how's it going? What's up, sexy thing?
And the mom's like, ooh, I am, aren't I?
Hey, ma. Quick question. So, you want to do a separate dance with me?
So Therese is like,
the difference between my family and Louis' family is like, they don't even compare, all right? Because, like, whatever we need, they're there for me, all right? About my family, it's like nothing, right?
So they go inside, and she's, you know, of course, being a huge victim about everything. And so she's like,
thankfully, we didn't have any rain at the bridal shower. Everyone was still getting along, but Melissa.
So the drama of the episode.
I know we need to get back to Melissa and Teresa fighting because I've
missed
it.
Melissa has not RSVP'd to the rehearsal dinner or the brunch that's going to be happening.
That they didn't want to invite her to last week. You remember?
Yes.
This is the same dinner that Louis's like, we're not inviting them. Fuck them. They're not coming. I don't want to.
We're filming on the cameras right now.
Yeah. So these two, we see a screenshot of their text with each other. I don't know how these two even communicate because they've never heard of punctuation. Everything is like,
yeah, Louis texted you, but where's the dinner and the brunch? There's no response back.
And Melissa's like, hi, no, we cannot. I don't know what the text was. Just got it today. I'm confused. There's cheer practice and Antonia school districts. So Teresa's like, so you're not coming to either the rehearsal dinner or the brunches? And Melissa's like, no, I didn't know anything about it till today. I have another party on Sunday, a night before and on the wedding day, and I also hate you. Oops, I didn't mean to send that. Delete, delete, delete. Stop, Siri, stop, stop, stop. No, don't send, send. New message. Oh my God, you sent it. Come, Siri, take it back. Take it back, Siri.
How many relationships are ruined from that new fucking Siri? The microphone doesn't turn itself off like it used to. You remember? The voice thing was different. You would hit it, and then it would finish, and then it would turn on. Now it just stays there, and it's taking everything you say. Before you know it, it's like three paragraphs. You're like, did I send this? Donk.
Fuck you, Mom. You never loved me.
So Louis's like, I don't want to read it anymore. It makes me literally sick. I'm only sad I don't have a giant pile of pillows to crawl into right now.
So he's like, let him have his family done. Cause I guess from him being like in an ear all these years, that's like the result of that.
And Louis's like, there's no effort here. No one's trying. It's always blame and blame and blame. And it's always your fault. It's always yours.
And it's like, Joe told you, remember?
The Joe literal- that got you thrown in fucking prison, Teresa, that Joe.
I love the way that she supports the argument that they're always blame, 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 is by her saying, Joe told you about him. Joe did it. Joe. So, whoa.
Jinx. So, Teresa's like,
yeah, because Melania was telling Joe what was going on, and then Joe was like, give a vibrator. So then Melania sent me a vibrator. I was like, Joe, I already got the bunny, Joe.
The only time that Joe, my Joe, ever and I fighted was when Brother Joe got in the way. So in some ways, like the only reason why anyone went to jail and the only reason why all the terrible things in the world ever happened was because of my brother.
That was the only problem with Joe Giudice.
You know
Joe
what?
Joe Gorga. It wasn't the mistress in the wine. What was that? The vineyard.
Yeah.
When it's like, come on, fuck me up against this wine vine.
And he did. And then he was on the phone with that mistress being like, my bitch wife is here. Fuck her.
My brother called me crazy so many times. He'd always be like, Ukraine. You know what happened? Putin invaded Ukraine. That's because of my brother.
Thanks a lot, Margaret. Thanks a lot.
So Louis just like, these people are terrible. They're terrible. I don't want them in your life anymore. And Tree's like,
grabbing. You know what? I just want it to be like that for me, you know? But like, my family ain't like your family. Strippers are mean. That's that.
So he's like, yeah, well, we're going to get married. And then I'm not going to allow nobody to do nothing to you like this ever again. So then we go over to the other ding-dong of the show.
Oh, my God. Danielle. Truly
so
one of
funny.
The dumbest people that's
amazing
ever been on the show.
Amazing casting. Some of the most amazing casting we've seen on Jersey. So she's at home organizing bathing suits, as you do, and her
little baby bathing
her
suits.
Gutter-mouthed mother angel comes over. What the fuck are you doing in here? These fucking bathing suits? God fucking damn it!
So she's like, Ma, look at all these bathing suits. Look, they're really cute in person, right? And Angel's like, yeah, everything is cute in person. Sometimes the pictures don't do it justice. You know what else doesn't do it justice? The design, the styling, and the stitch work. But other than that, beautiful. Beautiful.
Blame the pictures. She goes, so is this a cover-up or a dress? Blame the pictures. That is just some bad design. So she's like, Danielle's like, yeah, you know, pictures, they're my biggest problem. You know, I had pictures, and then, you know, my brother, he would make fun of my pictures on Instagram. I just got fucking sick of it, and that was it. And then he never talked to me again. Like, oh, shut up. Every time they get on her, she's like, oh, my God, you know what would make this bathing suit look less like a cover-up and more like a dress? If my brother didn't stab me through the fucking heart.
Yeah. Don't have hope for that family at the moment.
There's not a lot. So, that's basically, and also the brother doesn't speak to the mom because she took her side. Listen, when you're ready to bring this all on the show and replace Melissa and Teresa, do it. But until then.
And now, a little bit too late into the episode, if you ask me, is the first arrival of Jennifer and Baba. Yeah. Hi, Baba.
Jennifer's renovation pilot for HGTV.
Yeah. This
all
is.
Right. All right, brother Imelda from Turkey. Get on over here. We've been working on this place all day for ya.
Imelda and Micah, please enjoy this 50-foot square foot apartment. I know there's no bathroom, but you can always drive to Paramus and come into our giant house and use one of our 19.
During COVID, my brother had to close his jewelry business and move to Turkey. But now he's back. He's back, he's got jewelry, and now he's got a home, thanks to me, Jennifer.
It reminds me of when Bill was a resident. And when I mean that, I mean a resident, not like a resident at the pool house. We were struggling, baby. My in-laws supported us financially. Oh, and now to help my brother and his strange wife is a blessing. Whatever her name is, Legend of Melda, something like that. There's a new Melda coming out tomorrow, I hear.
I was very happy to see Melda because I have high hopes for Melda as well. I need a messy ass.
Yes, Melda.
Bride.
I love that because, like, you know, it's actually a nice apartment, and they set it up. And Melda's like, Jennifer, you have such a big heart, Jennifer. I just love it. Thank you so much for everything. And I heard that Margaret told Laura that someone caught Melissa cheating a guy in car. Asshole arsenal. What is this world, arsenal?
That's good. You're doing great. You can
thank you for everything you do for me. Almost I'm finished with court report school. I was like, oh. Oh, no. They're raising Melda up for something here. And Jen's like,
that's okay. You're my sister. You're my sister now. Now, I hope you enjoy the furniture I picked out for you. There's one toilet over there you can watch TV on. And there's another one over there that the microwave's on top of.
It's like a 16-toilet apartment for her sister-in-law. There's little toilets all over the apartment.
Oh, you know, it's really good, Michael. This is a good spot. It's really good for Melda because they got all these shops nearby. You know, ladies, they only want a shop, baby. Oh, this way she doesn't have to be so needy towards you.
I was like, excuse me.
You see, that's what I'm looking for.
Your wife, your needy wife. That's why we got her in a neighborhood with shops.
Otherwise, she'd just be complaining and complaining and complaining like any good wife would do.
She complained to me because she says you come home from work and then you just go straight to bed. I said, have you seen my life? Bill's jerking off in a pool house 23 out of 24 hours.
Do you know what it's like to go out to a pool house and put your ear to the door and all you hear is, yes, queen.
Yeah.
What's it doing in there?
So she starts in, which I'm sure her brother loves listening to this shit. You know, he's like, oh my God, same story from Turkey to here. She's like,
Bill's never there. Never there. Where is he? Where's Bill? Does Bill care that Olivia wants to actually help people for a living?
He's like, I just flew in from Turkey. Can I please go to sleep?
Please, for Christ's sake. Jesus. So then we go to a foodie scene. Okay, now this is, I've been kind of mean about this whole thing because I was like, you're just bringing that kid on here to adopt him because this happens to be the year you're on Housewives and you're using it for a storyline and that seems tacky. I take it back. This was a nice scene. So I'm just publicly taking it back.
Yeah.
I thought it, you know, it I can admit nice. When I'm wrong.
Basically,
maybe I'm still not. But I probably am. I feel like I'm wrong.
Yeah, what we found out is that the adoption, the lawyers, whatever, they sent out someone to make contact with Jaden's birth mom, and which is, explains why people were going through Tenafly going, Fuda, Fuda, Fuda,
Fuda, Fuda, Fuda, Fuda, Fuda, Fuda.
And Tenafly.
So, yeah, we find out that they're trying to get it. I mean, listen, you would never be able to adopt my child because I don't call back and I don't text back. It's like, I'm keeping that kid forever whether I want him or not. So it's a really nice scene with the kid. And she's like, do you want this? Because you're like my son. Because, like I knew you, like, when you were little. And, like, you're mine. And I want you. And he's like, yeah, I want you.
He's like, sure.
It was so nice. And I think also nice. Because of the Matilda. I do have the Matilda effect, too.
Matilda effect can really do a lot. So then
every
after...
Every life is a miracle.
That was this scene.
Every life is a foodicle. Fooda, fooda, fooda.
I like... This is the part of the show where I like to think about how confused my parents are.
I love looking around at husbands and parents. That's this poor guy. Look at him. Look
yeah,
at these guys.
He's getting a conciliatory tap on the shoulder.
You're getting some tonight, buddy. You earned it.
So now we go over, now it's time to get ready for this big Irish party at Paul's house. But it's like Irish, but also Prohibition.
I guess.
But there probably will be like a focaccia alligator there too. What? They didn't have focaccia in Ireland?
I was disappointed to see a Dolores party without a word spelled out in focaccia.
That was Ireland.
That was rough. That was a rough watch. So
Teresa's just nailing soda things to the wall.
Well, I heard about soda bread.
I apologize to everyone here. You did not pay for that. You did not pay money for those sort of jokes.
Both of us.
You don't deserve any of that.
Okay. So Dolores is talking to the staff. You know, she's like, okay, everybody, listen. Mi casa es su casa. So whatever you need, go through the drawers. I'm not going to have time. We're a bunch of crazy bitches in this house, okay? If you see anybody being pushed, just help them keep their weave on, all right? Just go through the drawers, find what you need. And Paul's like, but not in the Irish ways, because the Irish, that's your underpants.
Irish drawers.
No one's going through those drawers but me. I'm the man in this house.
So then we're seeing what everyone's doing around town to get ready for this big party. So Melissa's like, I cannot wait for you to see my outfit, Joe. And he's like, oh, yeah? 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 Is it going to be sexy? Yeah?
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 Yeah, what
yeah?
You wear?
There it is. Yeah, yeah there it is. Well, there it is.
What are we doing for this party, huh? Huh? What is it? What is it? It's a party? What? What is
it? Yeah, it's themed. It's a theme party tonight. It's going to be like Prohibition. You know, Prohibition.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like back in the day.
You have no idea what Prohibition means, do you?
Yeah, I do. It's what Home Depot gave me. Hey, by the way, when is that over? I need nails.
So then we go over to Margaret. She's like, okay, Joe, get over here. Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm going to get ready, all right? I'm going to wear a little turban, okay? I'm going to wear a Prohibition turban, but in the Irish style, so I'll have a four-leaf clover on it. Okay, Joe, put it on Joe. Now put it on me. Now put it on Lexi. Now put it back on me. Joe, why aren't you playing the game? Turban game. Come on, Joe.
What are you, Benino Swanson? Go teach Nino to pee. Go. So then we see a sign, because we're going to Danielle's neighborhood now, and the sign says, Succeed in Sayreville.
Is anyone LOL. Here from Sayreville?
Is that a poor-ass neighborhood?
We have Sayreville people here.
Is it a poor neighborhood? Because I feel like rich neighborhoods don't say, succeed here.
Yeah, that's like what you put on like a billboard in Back to the Future to start a new town that Michael J. Fox goes back to. Succeed.
Yeah, I feel like that's a wishing name. Like, come on, guys, we can do it. It's Sayreville, succeed here.
It's an aspirational branding for Sayreville.
So then we go over to the Fudas, and Fuda's trying on a beret, and she's like, you look like Picasso.
Which, wait.
Or Samuel Jackson.
That was closer. I'm gonna have to wait, take away 2 points for the, I don't think he looked like Picasso. I'm just gonna be crazy. I'm gonna say that was not a Picasso look. John Fuda in a black leather beret for a prohibition party.
He looked like Katie Maloney because he was wearing the... That was some Katie Maloney shit going on there.
That was.
So then
it was a convenient narrative.
So then we go, you're just a nasty little... is what you are. My God, Katie. So then we go to Jen and Olivia and Bill. And Bill's on his favorite set piece. The bed couch.
The little settee.
Let's see your looks for tonight, girlfriend.
Just sitting here with messy hair with my armpit over the couch. Spill the tea, girls. Spill it all.
I'm gonna get real dressed up for Prohibition, baby. I'm just a girl who can't say no. Oh, that's Oklahoma. Never mind. I was trying to do Guys and Dolls, baby. I got it wrong.
And little Olivia's got a cigarette holder. She's like...
The seagull's ready to fly and she's old enough to smoke now, mama.
Little fucking hero, Olivia. Love her. My favorite.
Give me that thing, Olivia.
I wish I was there to put a little Benson and Hedges in that thing.
So close to giving up the dream of being a love therapist and going back to Broadway.
So then Joe Gorga are talking about Polly's and how it's such a masculine man pad. And Gorga's like, so how long has he been divorced, huh? Which kind of goes back to the beginning of this show. And Melissa's like, I just assumed Frank was going to come. Has Frank called? So Frank calls and they're busting balls, guys.
Yeah, so Joe calls up Frank. He's like, hey. Well, that was actually just the ringtone.
Oh, what's going on? Hey, it's Lord.
Hey, it's me. Oh.
I'm gonna go. Sorry, we recently had dinner, by the way. Paulie and Brittany and the kids. Brittany learned about Ireland and English. It's exciting. It went well. It was very nice. Hey, by the way. Listen, I gotta tell you something, okay? I said, did Dolores tell you what kind of ring she wants? And guess what? You got it!
Bro. Was it a pineapple ring?
So Melissa's like, do you think tonight's an engagement?
Back to Margaret. Margaret's like, everything at the shower was cordial, but Melissa was just another guest. I didn't like that. You know, she should have had more attention at the bridal show. I mean, someone should have said something to Melissa. I mean, she gave a whole speech. She didn't say anything about Melissa. What is she going to say? I hate you, you fucking whore. I've never liked your ass. You've never liked my ass. Please don't even fucking bother. Send a gift. And don't sign it so I don't have to thank your whore ass once you send it, okay?
So then Danielle...
Oh.
Literally the same thing. So, but then Danielle... She's like, so guess what? Danielle started up with me and she says, bring up stupid Laura court reporter again. Short court reporter with no family from Mayapak.
I mean, come on, why does she have to bring that up again? And then we see a clip of Danielle coming up to Marge and going, if a friend came out of the woodwork about me and started singing stuff like that about me, I'm just saying.
Wait for your second season, Danielle.
And Marge is like, it's not a friend. It's a court reporter. But don't you understand?
You know what, Danielle? She's always trying to confront me. You know, I heard this shit about you. I heard that shit about you. I was like, you know what? You're a little bit of a douche.
But I like this clip that Danielle goes,
what did you do to her? Because this chick is coming to destroy you.
Meanwhile, when they said, what did you do to your brother that he, like, iced you out of his life? He's like, don't talk about my brother.
So then Fuda's like, yeah, well, a guy's night. I was like, what's up, Nate? What's up with your wife calling my wife a rat? And basically he says, like, she felt like she was speaking in confidence. But I explained, that's your friend, and you're going to have her back. So shut the fuck up. I was like,
whoa.
I was like, I can see why you would marry that lump. Right, bring him on. Yes. I want that man on my side.
So now Jennifer Aiden has a breathless piece of news for everyone. She goes, oh my God, Bill. Oh God. Oh, oh, I called Laura. I called Laura to see who she's been talking to, Bill. Mm-hmm. And she leaked the personal text messages that Margaret sent. Margaret sent text messages to friends. Mm-hmm. And guess what she said? She said that Laura's a snake. Mm-hmm. So you're telling all your friends there's a snake because the snake is repeating everything that you said. Mm-hmm. I mean, M-I-S-T-E-R, mister. Mm-hmm. I think Margaret is nervous because Margaret doesn't know how much this woman divulged to us. Which I just can't say. I can't say any of it. But she said a lot, but I can't say any of it. But it was so terrible, I wish I could say it. I mean, I did tell one person, but I promise I won't tell anyone else. But I may tell another person. It was awful.
And you wonder why that man is in the pool house?
I love this guy. There he is.
You wonder why that man is in the pool house? Shut the fuck up. I didn't even want to hear that. And you're like one of my favorite people on the earth.
So then Danielle, back to Danielle, she's like, in all honesty, because she's talking about this rumor. And she's like, you know what? If someone was saying this about me, I want one of my friends to know. I'm like, you literally called Rachel a rat when she did the same thing for Margaret.
I don't want to shoot the messenger.
You know what? Sometimes messengers need to get fucking shot. Those gossipy little fucks. Yeah. Personally, I'm sick of messengers and their nosy asses.
Okay? I mean, does anyone really like Facebook Messenger? No.
No. So Danielle's like,
you know, that lady's coming for Margaret, so she must have did something to that lady. There's something bad coming around the mountain. Here she comes.
This lady's so fucking crazy.
So then we get to the climactic scene of the episode, which is, I love this scene. This is the final scene of the episode. And it's Teresa and Louis getting dressed. Well, it's supposed to be them getting dressed for this party, but it's really more like Teresa watching Louis as he inserts himself into a pile of pillows and takes himself out and goes back in and comes back out and then goes into the pillows. He's like weaving himself in pillows.
It's a lot of pillow move. There's like a lot of pillow work.
It's like
in this
a lot
scene.
Of like, you know what? I don't want to hear it anymore. And you know what? Another thing. I don't want to hear it anymore because it's terrible stuff. It's terrible. And you know what? I don't want to hear it. I was like, could you just take a seat and have your scene, please?
Yeah, just get your lines out. So he's like, you know what I'm going to wear? This. Because I got it for a Gatsby party a few years ago. Yeah, stop. Stop with the fucking Gatsby parties. If there's anyone in here, just stop for the love of God. So Teresa's like, oh, he got great style. It's so sexy. Like, I used to got to buy my ex's clothes, right? Like, I don't have to tell him how to dress. He got very good taste. I was like, I'll bet he tells you how to dress. Yeah. After watching this scene, I'll bet he has plenty to say about how you have to dress this
Louis
fucker,
has,
Louis.
I feel like Louis would be a perfect candidate to be on the cover of GQ. Like, Q.
So Teresa's like, I hope tonight is calm because I tried to call my brother the past 2 days and he didn't call me back. I'm like, he's never not taken my call, you know? So it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is kind of different because Teresa does act victim-y a lot, you know? But I see her mostly do that with Melissa. I feel... I'm kind of buying it. Sorry. I'm kind of buying it. I think it's because she wasn't wearing makeup. Like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but
the
I was,
makeup thing.
There's like a certain vulnerability in Teresa not wearing makeup.
Yeah. It really highlights the... It highlights the vulnerability that is that one can have between your eyebrows and your hairline. I'm expressing empathy. So Louis is like, he's like,
you know what, your brother, he's going through something that's inhibiting his ability to approach things from normal situations.
I was like, yeah, I wish that wasn't happening right now. Imbibing is bad.
Yeah, but you know what? Right now it's on purpose. Because you know what? In case anyone didn't know, we're getting married. And this is bullshit. And it's a shame. I feel so bad for you guys. Oh, I feel so bad for you guys.
And she's like, I'm so sorry. And he's like,
don't apologize. Because his actions, those are not your actions. His actions, hold on. Maisie Stefano just got a ham delivered, I swear to God.
Hey, could you play a little organ for me, sir, while I do this monologue?
Sure.
You know when I got insulted? Honestly, where I forgot his ass? It wasn't because he said, fuck you, Louis. It was when he said, you're miserable. And meanwhile, you see her happiness. You see her vulnerability, living her best life here. And then you go and you say she's miserable. You know why you say someone's miserable? Because he doesn't want to see you happy, and they'd rather see you broken down woman dealing with so much shit because they don't have a giant pile of pillows on their bed. That's why. That is why.
That's a very monologue-y episode.
Thank you for the musical accompaniment.
Sure. And you sure did come, queen. So Teresa's like,
babe, I just want peace.
And Louis's like, no, you don't. No, you want peace. And he's so unhinged. And now he's doing the whole like, oh, you know it's been peaceful our life. You know why? Because we haven't had him. He hasn't been here. I'm going to save you from this. You're never going to have to deal with this. This is the typical separate, the abuser separates you from your family.
There it is. There
it's
it
typical.
Is.
And he's been so
There's
good.
There's that psychological theory is.
He's been so good. Like I said, you can see he's psycho. We all know that. Psycho people deserve love too. I mean, I guess that's where I've been kind of falling. Like, so he's a little psycho. Teresa's not.
It's a little bit psycho.
Teresa's a little bit psycho
it's
too.
A little psycho.
You know,
a little psycho.
Sometimes psycho needs psychos, but this is very, 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 very bad. Doing the separation thing. So then Teresa starts crying. Because he's going off so bad. And I think Teresa's like, oh wow, now I really gotta break up with my brother.
And I like, she goes, so do you plan on talking to him?
And he goes, who, your brother?
I was like, who else? Like, Rick Springfield, I don't know, what are you talking about?
You know what I've seen him do? Gaslight ya. He gaslights ya. You're a loving woman and he gaslights. I know where you heard that term, sir. It was from that lady who ran across America wearing a wedding dress because of your narcissist crazy disorder or whatever she was saying in the People magazine. She said you were a gaslighter. So, and it was like the same episode Michelle Obama said she watched. That was a good People episode.
So Louis goes, you know what? I find him boring, and I wouldn't even share a cup of water with him. It's disgusting. Wow.
Like a cup of water?
A cup of water.
Whoa.
Wow. So sorry, Joe Gorga, if you're just like slightly thirsty. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
Not going
to
get water here.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a big thing to say when you're purple. You ain't getting that glass of water. So Louis is like, I don't even want someone wasting the flash of a camera on your brother and Melissa. And if you saw me staying in the snake pit, would you pull me out of the snake pit? And she's like,
Why are you in there?
No, Because, okay, let's say I was walking and I fell into a pit of snakes. Uh-huh. Then would you help me?
Get out of the snakes.
No, I'm trying to ask you for help.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm... Ow, there... One touched me. Ow. Will you help? Will you save me?
Oh, look at that snake right there. Hey, talk to that snake right there.
Come back.
Talk to that snake right there.
You're walking to a different metaphor.
Hey,
come back.
No, talk to that snake right there. Hey, snake. I'm getting married in it.
So he's like, well, I'm here. I'm here to pull you out of the snake pit. That is your brother.
No, thanks. I'll stay in this snake pit, you fucking crazy pants.
So then we get some previews for next episode.
All right, you know what? Next time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Welcome to Ireland, but in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much. It feels just like we're back in glamorous Ireland. All we need is a huge pit of shit to jump in. Thanks for sharing your culture, Paul.
I'm trying to navigate this Danielle rumor. I mean, this Melissa rumor. Like, I'm just trying to be as delicate as possible, be as considerate as I possibly can be.
Hey, Melissa, I heard a rumor you was a slut and cheated on your husband, whore.
Me?
You know what?
Listen.
You listen.
No. Listen, why are you talking about someone you don't even fucking know?
Don't shoot the messenger.
You're not a fucking messenger. You're a shit starter.
Everyone's got your number, lady.
Listen, don't you ever put your finger in my mouth. Don't you put your finger in my face or my mouth. Anywhere around here.
I've been in enough fights in my day to know when something's gonna escalate.
Look at you, Marissa.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Disgusting.
Let go of me.
You're disgusting.
Let go of me.
Disgusting.
Let go of me.
Disgusting.
You let go of me.
I don't give a fuck.
You let go of me.
Get off me. Get off me.
Hey, every morning, stop.
I'm getting married.
And that was The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ruru LaRue.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.